people under 26 are sometimes called Generation Z, and they showed up to vote in relatively large numbers in the midterms. Now new data add more context to that voting. NPR's Elena Moore reports.
For 19-year-old Jenna Ruiz, voting for the first time was a thrill. As a college sophomore in Miami, she actively worked to engage her fellow students in the election. But when it was her time to vote, it was a little more complicated. She wanted more information.
I felt, I'm not going to lie, a little bit lost on some of the things that were on the ballot. I do identify more towards the Democratic Party, but I still felt like I didn't really know everything that was on the ballot. I just was excited to vote.
And that feeling of just wanting to vote, but having some questions, well, Ruiz isn't the only one. A third of Gen Zers who voted in the midterms wanted more political information about both candidates and their policies, compared to just 1 in 10 among older generations. And only half of Gen Z said they were actually confident about every race on their ballot. That's all based on a new report from the education advocacy organization Murmuration, the Walton Family Foundation, and the polling firm Social Sphere. But to Mariana Pecora, a youth organizer with Voters of Tomorrow, that lower confidence doesn't have to mean less enthusiasm.
Yes, maybe you didn't know everything you needed to, every single fact about the candidate that you were voting for. Maybe you would have liked to know more. But the fact that you voted, even though you didn't, means that you cared about it enough to show up anyways.
When asked to select sources they regularly go to for news or current events, Gen Z said social media companies were at the top of the list, specifically YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. More traditional news sources like TV, print, and radio are much lower on the list. And to Alex Ames, a youth organizer with the Georgia Youth Justice Coalition, that difference can limit young people when they're trying to get more civic and political information. And, Ames says, politicians often use social media incorrectly.
We are so serious about the ballots we cast, so we shouldn't decide that youth engagement to us means our candidate has a TikTok account. Youth engagement should be actually teaching the young people in our communities how our policies impact the things that touch them.
But this isn't a challenge among just Democratic politicians. Republicans want to do a better job with young people, too.
Young people aren't looking towards the policies that are really going to be directly affecting their lives. Instead, they're looking towards the big ticket items of major social and political discussion and combat in a way.
That's David Hora, an Iowa College senior who's a proud Republican.
We need to be better informing the young people on how legitimate economic policies are affecting them and how they will affect them in the coming future when we get out into the real world.
It might be an uphill battle, though, given Gen Z voters supported Democrats over Republicans in the midterms, and by a lot, 27 points. That, and more than any other generation, they rated abortion issues as their top concern, not economic issues, according to the survey. But Gen Z doesn't overwhelmingly identify with Democrats. Just 30% say they align with the party, compared to 24% for Republicans and 28% for independents. So according to the data, it's pretty close.
The Democrats don't own these votes. They're renting them.
Republican strategist John Brabender.
I think there still is an open door. And I think there is both a want from these voters to hear more, but that door is not going to be open forever.
He says that the next presidential election could boost momentum for Republicans. But as young voters continue to find their political voice, the political loyalties of Gen Z remain an open question. Elena Moore, NPR News, Washington.
The Walton Family Foundation, which produced that data, is a financial supporter of NPR.